Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last night, the Cavaliers lose 125-105. One of the things you can check out is the interview that we just did with Gary Washburn from the Boston Globe. Tom, I know you're you know, in the mix all the time on the Cavaliers too, as well. Just give me your initial thoughts on the entire season, not just the start, but the entire season and what you thought going into this thing and how it should look when it's all said
and
done.
Yeah, you touched on it a little bit with Gary. I mean, it is a journey, right? It's a long year. I'm glad, I'll be honest with you, I'm glad they're not starting out 15-0 because I really thought that kind of changed expectations in a unsavory way last year. I thought people got a little bit over their skis early on with this team that was obviously a contender, but I'm not sure was ready to win a championship, so to speak. It's a more experienced team now, right? So I think, you know, this early part of the season is a chance for Atkinson to kind of, you know, figure some things out. Do they try to run the offense through Evan Mobley a little bit more? Is Evan Mobley ready to take that next step?
And Jeff and I have said this when they got Mobley and when they put him into the whole works. That success comes through Mobley.
I think so to a degree. I think, you know, obviously Donovan Mitchell is still your alpha dog on offense, right? But I think this will buy Mitchell some time to take some breaks during games, which you got to find those little eddies, if you will, in the flow of a game. So guys can, you know, we talk about load management and you got to be in, you know, you got to be as healthy as you can possibly be as we get into April, May, and June. And that's what's important with this team. You know, Donovan Mitchell and his leg injuries scare me all the time. I'll be honest with you. You know, it always seems to be something that's kind of holding him back. And I think there's a hamstring issue right now that's not allowing him to play at the top of his game. So, listen, it's a long year. I think this is, you know, it's also a year where we have a better sense of who Kenny Atkinson is and what he wants to get done. You know, obviously, you know, Sam Merrill's out last night. Darius Garland is still sidelined and is going to be for a while. And so when he comes back, it's going to be a whole new, you know, way of kind of incorporating him into the offensive flow. I've been glad to see that Craig Porter Jr. is getting a little bit of run. I like Jalen Tyson and what he could potentially bring to this team down the road. You know, there's still talk about, is Jared Allen the right guy for this team? Is the core four one that you can win a championship with? I think all those stories are going to be, you know, played out during the course of this season. So, you know, that's a long-winded, answer to the question about what this team could eventually be. I personally think it's almost finals or bust with this group, right? At this point, right, they've got to be that team that finally kind of puts it together in May. They ran into a real hot Indiana team last year. They ran into a real hot Orlando team the year before. But I think we've got to put those excuses to the side anymore. It's about this team now finally taking that step to getting to a championship. That's what it's all about.
I think it was Daryl that was in there the other day. It's someone that I talked to that felt like this team has just a better feel for itself and is having more fun. And kind of they genuinely like each other, that there don't seem to be any like behind the scenes issues, and that they know who they are now, and maybe they didn't know that in the past, and that they can accept that to use that as a championship.
And I think that starts with number 45. I think he has a really good sense of who he is and where he is in terms of his career and his legacy,
Isn't it not nice to have him in here and not have to worry about, well, he's going to New York. Like, that storyline, I'm just tired of it because I think, you know, when LeBron was here and we were getting zapped every year trying to figure out if LeBron was going to be on the roster, I don't see them in the same light.
No,
but
I'm with you.
It's actually
it's the nature of the NBA, though, Andy. It's draining. I know.
But isn't it more comfortable to know that your guy who's a superstar, that he's not looking to push out the door every 30 seconds and every game isn't a challenge to his contract and what is next? It's like, I kind of feel like now with Mitchell that we're living in the moment rather than I get tired of, oh, they won the championship. Can they win another champ? How about you just got to the championship first? Then you won the championship.
Yeah.
Savor it for a second. And then when you come back and go into the next camp, then let's worry about it.
I think Kenny Atkinson's hire had a lot to do with that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To be honest with you, I think there's a real comfort factor between the two of them. You know, two New York guys that kind of know each other. I think Donovan trusts in what Kenny is trying to do here. I think Donovan also trusts in the teammates that he's helped kind of bring along, right? We've seen, you know, the development of Evan over the last couple of years. We've seen Darius when he's healthy, what kind of an impact he can have on the game. I'll go back to Jared Allen, who I think is a very valuable player here. I know he gets knocked for sometimes, you know, kind of disappearing at times in big moments and what have you, and the lights being too bright and some of the comments that he's kind of regretted over the years. But I think it's a long season. I think we forget that the leaves are still on the trees, some of them, and they'll fall and the weather's going to change and it's going to be summertime and we'll be in shorts again when this thing is finally wrapping up. So it's a long grind. I think the Cavs now have an understanding, to your point, of who they are and how they need to kind of grow during the course of the year. And that's important if you want to win a championship.
Ethan's in Vermilion. Hi, Ethan. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good. Something I noticed last night, and honestly, historically against Boston, and to your point about Evan needing to be kind of the focal point of this offense, is that when he gets to the paint, if he gets held up, he's not able to kick the ball out. And Boston's willing to sell out against Evan in the paint because they know they can outshoot Dean Wade and Craig Porter Jr. as an example. I think we kind of saw this in Indiana against the Indiana series as well. Granted, you know, Darius was hurt and Evan was hurt. But the biggest struggle with this team, if Evan's going to be the focal point, is what can he do once he gets stopped in the paint? Jared Allen obviously is a paint presence that kind of holds up the spacing a little bit. But a five out team like Boston, or, you know, if New York can play five out, if they decide to bench Mitchell Robinson and keep Josh Hart in, right? If Evan's not able to develop that skill of being able to kick the ball out when he gets held up, I just don't see how this team can compete with the Western Conference. And finally, too, I think a team like the Cavs, where Donovan, we know what he is, we know what Darius Garland is, we know what Jared Allen is, they're going to become more and more important, like Lonzo Ball. I can see Tyrese Proctor getting some run if he can shoot the ball a little bit better, just simply because of his size. But J.B. Bickerstaff and the lack of focus on Evan's offensive development the past, you know, three seasons before Kenny got here has really hampered his playmaking ability. And I think that's the biggest struggle we've seen in what Kenny's tried to push this first five games and what I've just been disappointed with.
Ethan, I think you make a great point. I think it's important, though, that we acknowledge, first of all, that Evan is in the paint. I think that's a good start, because I think there's too many times that he was kind of on the perimeter and not, you know, not forcing the action toward the basket. So I think that's been, you know, a good step in the right direction in terms of his progress. But I'm with you. He's got to develop that secondary or third move that comes with, you know, whether he's going to get, you know, stopped on his way to the rim or what have you, where he has got to be able to pivot and find somebody on the perimeter. But to your point, and Boston realized that last night, then they're going to take away those passing lanes and force Evan to go to the basket. I mean, they're, you know, if he can't turn around and find some help, then he's going to have to go to the hole. So, I think that's what I agree with you too. I think Bickerstaff and the way they ran the offense did not allow Evan to have that kind of development that you want to have at this point in his career. So that's what this early season is about, right? That's what they're going to kind of figure out as we go here over the next, you know, 20 games or so. Is Mobley really, somebody that you can run the offense through on a night-to-night basis? I'm not so sure. I don't think they're sure at this point as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.